cities. Yes. That's why all the things are broken in this country. No one ever loosens them.
And you can't buy new washers for those.
Excuse me?
I don't think you can buy new washers for those. Like once
you can find lots of garment chargers to do the mouth. Loosen this and then move it.
I was going to do it.
Excuse me?
I was going to do it.
Okay.
As it is, chapter 9, text 16. Aham,
Kukur,
Aham, Gagya,
Aham, Gagya,
Aham,
Sadaham,
Aham,
Aham,
Oshitam,
Oshitam,
Matroham,
Matroham,
Aham,
Aham,
Ivajam,
Ivajam,
Aham, Magnir,
Aham, Magnir,
Aham, Mutam,
Aham, Mutam,
Aham, Kukur,
Mantra,
transcendental chant.
Transcendental chant.
Agnihi.
Agnihi.
Fire.
Fire.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Uttam.
Uttam.
Offering.
Offering.
But it is I who am the ritual, I the sacrifice, the offering to the ancestors, the healing herb, the transcendental chant. I am the butter and the fire and the offering. The Vedic sacrifice known as Jyotishkam is also Krishna, and he is also the Paniyagya mentioned in the Smriti. The oblations offered to the Pitraloka, or the sacrifice performed, please the Pitraloka, considered as a kind of drug in the form of clarified butter, is also Krishna. The mantras chanted in this connection are also Krishna. And many other commodities made with milk products for offering in the sacrifices are also Krishna. Fire is also Krishna, because fire is one of the five material elements and is therefore claimed as the separated energy of Krishna. In other words, the Vedic sacrifices recommended in the Karmakanda division of the Vedas are in total also Krishna. Or, in other words, those who are engaged in rendering devotional service unto Krishna are the others good to have performed all the sacrifices recommended in the Vedas. Om Agyana Divina Kasya Gyananjana Sulakaya Shakshur Vinita Lokena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutane Right, of final group of Prabhupada the top is Prabhupada Mahitam. Bande Hum, Sri Guru, Sri Guru, Sri Guru, Vaishnavamsha, Sri Guru, Shadrata, Prabhupada, Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Vidita Sri Vishakhanatam Hey Krishna Pura Sindho Neena Bhargo Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tata Kansha Nagolaki Radhe Vrindaveshri Vrishabhanu Sudevi Paramahi Vripriye Vancha Kodhudurvishya Vipasasibhoyaya Vacha Pakitana Vahadamevyo Vrishnavevyo Vrnodama Shri Krishna Ketanda Prabhu Nityananda Shri Akritana Karabha Shri Vasari Gaurava Dharmya Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Aham Kritur Aham Gatya Sathana Aham Aushita Mantra Mama Nibhaja Aham Bhagnir Aham Bhuta. Lord Krishna is here. He identifies himself with all the various components of sacrifice. Elsewhere, what is that? Ramakanam Brahma Havir Brahmano Brahmana Bhutam Brahmaiva The Lord has said that all of the elements, all of the components, all of the ingredients of sacrifice are identical with Brahma, or the Absolute. Brahma, the offering, the Brahma here, Brahmatma, the fire, Brahmanabhutta. The destination, everything is finally not different from Brahma. And Krishna himself is the supreme Brahma. Paramatma, 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 Paramatma. So the same thing is being said here, that all these ingredients or elements are finally nothing but Krishna. Because Vasudeva Sarvami, Krishna is everything. It's indicated also that the purpose of all the Vedas is to understand Krishna. It is to survive individually. Vasudeva Paraveda. The purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. The purpose of sacrifices is to please Krishna. The goal of the entire Vedic enterprise is to be reconnected with Krishna and go back to Krishna. So Krishna is here focusing our attention on him. Aham. How many times? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times in the verse, Krishna says, me. So the central focus of Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. The central focus of Vedic knowledge is Krishna. The central focus of everything is Krishna. And here Krishna is pointing that out. The Prabhupada people become more interested in the rituals and sacrifices and the mantras and, as if they were those were goals themselves. Or as if, yes, simply by performing these rituals they will attain perfection. But Krishna here indicates that the point of all of this is him, aham, the institution. Any questions so far? Okay. Then we look at the next verse.
Yes, you have a question too. We have that word microphone.
I'll try to speak. Word class.
Yeah, I was looking for it also. It's not there.
And
it may not have come from Prabhupada, also a lot of the things in the verses of Prabhupada, because it is sometimes borrowed from other editions.
What would be the import of Prabhupada using that?
Why, excuse me?
Why, what is the import of Prabhupada saying?
But that's what I'm saying. It may not have come from Prabhupada. Some of these things are editorial artifacts, because sometimes the editors borrow from other editions of Prabhupada. So I'd have to look at the manuscript and see whether the bug came from Prabhupada or the bug came from the editor. I suspect the editor. Not to be suspicious, but I suspect the bug came from the editor. There is no bug here. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pitamama Sujagato Mata Hata Pitamama Vedyam Vitram Omkara Vitsama Vitrayaja. I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier, and the syllable Om. I am also the Rig, the Sama, and the Yajur Vedas. Purport. The entire cosmic manifestations, moving and non-moving, are manifested by different activities of Krishna's energy. In the material existence, we create different relationships with different living entities who are nothing but Krishna's marginal energy. Under the creation of Prakriti, some of them appear as our father, mother, grandfather, creator. but actually they are parts and parcels of Krishna. As such, these living entities who appear to be our father, mother, etc., are nothing but Krishna. In this verse, the word Hata means creator. Not only are our father and mother parts and parcels of Krishna, but the creator, grandmother, and grandfather, etc., are also Krishna. Actually, any living entity being part and parcel of Krishna is Krishna. All the Vedas, therefore, aim only toward Krishna. Whatever we want to know through the Vedas is but a progressive step toward understanding Krishna. That subject matter which helps us purify our constitutional position is especially Krishna. Similarly, the living entity who is inquisitive to understand all Vedic principles is also part and parcel of Krishna, and as such is also Krishna. In all the Vedic mantras, the word Om, called Pranava, is a transcendental vibration and is also Krishna. And because in all the hymns of the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva, the Pranava, or Omkar, is very prominent, it is understood to be Krishna. Here, generally we hear about the difference between Krishna and living entities. But here, unusually, Srila Prabhupada stresses the oneness of the Lord and his energies. We mentioned yesterday, Shakti, Shakti, Mate, Yorati. There's no difference between the energy and the source of the energy. Just as there's no difference between the sunshine and the sun, or between fire and the mind. So, because everything is the energy of Krishna, Parashrisha, Brahman, Shakti, everything is ultimately Krishna. There's a nice discussion in regard to the Rupa Goswami's definition of Krishna. In Bhaktivinoda Samrita, he says that Krishna means Krishna along with his energies. Because you can define Krishna in various ways. Starting from Krishna means only Krishna, all the way up to Krishna means everything. So in that sense, in the broadest sense, Krishna says, Mamavartmanavartmante, Anusyanaparthasarja. Everyone is engaged in the path toward me, or everyone is following my path, or everyone is moving toward me, because everyone is Krishna. You're serving your parents, you're serving Krishna, you're serving your children, you're serving Krishna, you're serving your boss, Krishna, your country, Krishna, your stomach, Krishna. Your tongue, Krishna, your everything. Everyone is serving Krishna. The people who are souls, who are serving the zoo animals, are also serving Krishna. Everyone is serving Krishna. But because whatever they're serving is Krishna's energy. So there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's energy, so they're also serving Krishna. So here that oneness is indicated. But at the same time, that's where Prabhupada points out that there's a difference also. There's a difference between serving my family and serving the Supreme Personality of God. Yes, there's a difference. There's a difference between serving my boss and serving the Supreme Personality. There's a difference between feeding the birds and feeding the bees. And at the same time, there's no difference. This is the completeness of Krishna consciousness. That Krishna is everywhere, Krishna is everything. at the same time, if we think, well, Krishna's everywhere, Krishna's everything, whatever I do, that's Krishna consciousness. No, then the definition of Krishna is made more explicit. Krishna means Krishna and his different Krishna forms. That you don't want a definition that's so broad that everything becomes Krishna consciousness. And you don't want a definition that's so tight that Krishna consciousness becomes very limited and restricted. So the devotee sometimes sees one way, sometimes the other. Just like sometimes Krishna says, "I have the taste of water." So water is everywhere. And the light of the sun and the moon, sunlight and moonlight are everywhere. So when can you forget Krishna? Krishna is always there. And still, another way, if we're simply attracted by the sun, the moon, the water, then we're missing the point. One time, one devotee, Ray Rama, told me that he came down to the Prabhupada and said, "Oh, Swamiji, there's such a beautiful sunset. You should come see." And Prabhupada said, "As long as you're attracted by the beauty of the sunset, you'll never be attracted to Krishna." He could have gone the other way and said, "Yes, the sunset is simply the a manifestation of Krishna's beauty." But on that occasion, he chose to say, "Ah, you're just attracted by mine. It's the display of material energy." So there's oneness and there's distinction. Also, the person who's attracted by the material energy is also attracted by Krishna. But still, the Vedic literature doesn't recommend that we become attracted by material energy. There's some distinction. But Krishna says, "I'm the father of this entire universe." Pitaha must be the elsewhere. I'm the seed giving father of all living beings. He impregnates the material nature. Everyone says mother nature. So one time someone asked Prabhupada, in a challenging way one day, "Sir, can you prove that there is God?" Sort of puffed up Western educated Indian intellectual. "Sir, can you prove that there is God?" Prabhupada said, "You do not know what is God." "No, can you prove by logic that there is God?" That was it. "Can you prove by logic that there is God?" "But you do not know what is logic." Then again the man said, "Sir, by logic, can you prove that there is God?" Prabhupada said, "And you do not know what is logic." Then the third time, "You do not know what is logic." Then Prabhupada said, There's mother nature, and there are living entities, children, therefore there must be a father. That's logic, now take it. That is. We say mother nature, and we're all children of mother nature. What don't you think there must be a father there? But Krishna says, "I'm that father. I'm he the productive father. And Mata, I'm also the mother. The material nature is also nothing but Krishna. He's Krishna's energy. His father, Krishna is the father, he's also the mother." Or, when to give birth to Brahma, he didn't rely on Lakshmi. He himself became both the father and the mother. So, Mata and Tata, the creator, where Brahma is also called the Tata. And Pitama, the grandfather. From one point of view, he's the grandfather of the whole universe. He is the father of the father, a great grandfather also, Prapitana. And from another point of view, our mother, our father, our grandfathers are also Krishna. They represent Krishna. In the Vedic culture, the superiors are considered representatives of Krishna. The king is represented. Even if you look back just a few hundred years, people had that sense that the king was God's representative. They would, all this honor given to the king was given in the spirit that he's God's representative. And the king, in better days, would accept the honor in the spirit that he was simply representing God, the way the spiritual master represents God. I'm not God, but I'm God's representative who lives somewhere. This is probably a good example in India, where there's Raj, there was a viceroy. So the viceroy would accept various presentations or honors, but they were all meant for the king. So the, from that point of view, or from another point of view, anyone who's become a king, it's understood the president, that is by the grace of God. By God's arrangement, he's placed in that post. So the king is respected as God's representative, the father is respected as God's representative. In the Vedic culture, just as we offer obeisances to the deity, people offer respect to their parents. We just do Maharaj every day after, before mantra, I suppose, but especially after extension, we pay tribute. Every day, it was his routine to offer his respects to Viraj and Gankari. They were like his parents. Brother, Viraj's brother and his father. So every day he would offer, touch their feet and offer his respects. Because the superiors are representatives of Krishna. Krishna, even it said, Aditi Devoha. In the Vedic culture, the uninvited guest is treated as God. Because God has come in that form, that is to say, God has sent such and such guests, or this guest is the representative of God. So, Aditi Devoha. Not that the guest is the Supreme Personality of God. Not the Mayavadi philosophy. That I'm God, you're God, everyone is God. But at the same time, because we're all parts and parcels of God, so then we're also God. It says, my finger is also my hand. Because it's part of the hand. But it's not that the finger is the whole hand. So in the same way, there's oneness and difference between the word and the living entities. Vedya. The Lord is what it is, what's to be known by the Vedic process. Vedaisha Sarvayam Om Eva Vedya. Vedya means what we have to know. So Vedya and Pavitram. The Lord is the supreme purifier. Pavitram Paramahama. He is the purest of pure, and he purifies also. One becomes purified, therefore, by the holy name of Krishna. Pavitram. Krishna is pure, like the sun. The sun purifies whatever it comes in touch with. There's so many dirty places, but they become sterile by the presence of the sun. So, pavitra, Krishna is pure, Devam pavitra, and Omkar. The Omkar is also the representative of Krishna. It's Krishna in the form of the sound vibration. Pranamasarva Devesu, elsewhere, the word says, I'm the sound of pranava. Pranava is another name of Omkar. In all the Vedic mantras. the Mayavadi philosophers have emphasized various slogans like Tattvamasi, Ahamkarmasi, as being the Mahavakyas, the big mega statements in the Vedas. But actually, the most important vibration of the Vedas is this Omkar. In every Vedic mantra, Om Purnamada Purnamidam, Om Karvishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Suveha, Om Pavitra Pavitravam Sarvada Sankhapurvita. Wherever there's chanting of mantras, Om must always be there. And therefore, by chanting the Vedic hymns, whether one is directly addressing Krishna or addressing the demigods, Om Namo Shivaya, one has to vibrate Om. That means vibrating the sound that represents Krishna. Krishna is the, yes, Akshara is another, Aksharanam, yes, the Akshara means this transcendental sound. It also represents Krishna. And Rikshami Yajurvi Vedacha, the Krishna says, I'm the Vedas themselves. Your three Vedas are mentioned, Prabhupada adds the fourth one. They all represent Krishna. Any questions?
As we tell people, they can chant any name of God, they can also chant Om, correct?
Yeah. People can also chant Om. That's also purifying. But the trouble is that people generally, by chanting Om, remain situated in a personal conception. Prabhupada said that the Om also addresses Krishna, but in person. Just like you address the president, Mr. President. And that's also legitimate. But that's not personal. Mr. President could be Mr. Obama, it could be Mr. Clinton, it could be Mr. Bush, it could be Mr. whoever the head of France is today. It could be so many people. But if you say Barack or Mr. Obama, that's personal. So all Omkar is official. And Krishna is personal. Therefore the persons prefer to chant all. And we prefer to chant Hare Krishna.
I was staying at the new devotee's house last week, and I was singing your japa. And between each round she was chanting, Om Shri.